If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 84 as we get started tonight. Psalm 84, and we're going to consider first the idea that Christ is better. Psalm 84 this evening. As you're finding it, let me do for you a quick survey of the first 9 verses or so before we really land in verse 10. In verses 1 through 4, we read of a psalmist who is longing to be with God. He uses imagery of a burning desire to be in God's house, to see his courts, to be in his tabernacle, to see his sanctuary. And we recognize that he's not actually yearning to see God's house as if it were some Pinterest board. No, not at all. Rather, he's using that imagery to depict a real personal desire to be with God himself. That's evident with such phrases as in verse 2, long, yea, I even faint for, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. He desires God's presence. In fact, he kind of envies the sparrows, as it were, in verse 3, and he recognizes the blessing of those whose house is with God, verse 4. In verse 5, he considers that God gives strength to those who are in his presence. He is the source of their strength when they are in his presence. In fact, when God is their dwelling place, verse 6, you'll read there that the valley of Baca, which some would translate the valley of weeping, at the very least, it was probably an arid valley. But when God is there, the valley of weeping, that arid valley, becomes a place that is watered and fertile. That's what the presence of God does for those. Remember what David writes in Psalm 23, he refreshes our soul. Verse 7 says, they go from strength to strength when they are in his presence. And so we discover here that the strengthening presence of God is sufficient to refresh and enable even in the wastelands of life. And many of you can review 2012 and recognize that's true. Because when all else seemed to fall away, God was stable, his presence was sufficient, and it was refreshing. Now we come to verse 10. And we read beginning there, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Why? For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. You know, all of us in this room have enjoyed our share of good days. And the psalmist is saying here that even if he strung together 1,000 of those good days, they would be inferior to one day spent in the presence of God. Now, do you recognize that's crazy talk? Apart from a faith-filled perspective, the perspective of verse 11. The Lord is a sun and shield. That speaks of his sovereign protection. He gives grace or favor and glory or honor. That speaks of sufficient provision. And no good thing does he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That speaks of a sure promise. And so with sovereign protection and sufficient provision and the sure promise being found in the presence of God, truly we recognize that his presence is better. Let me have you flip to 2 Peter 1 right now, if you would, real quickly. 2 Peter chapter 1. We discover in the New Testament that if we want to dwell in the presence of God, if we want to experience these resources of his provision and his protection and his sure promise, they are mediated to us today through Jesus. And so we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, a passage that many of us studied this past year, beginning in verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you, get it, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us by his own glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Today, everything that God is to us, he is through Christ. Christ is better. Nothing else in life promises what he guarantees. This is why our single-focused mission statement is to enable single young adult believers to glorify God through a vibrant relationship with Christ by daily knowing him, loving him, living him, and giving him. We believe that he is sufficient. And when we pursue him as his follower, will discover that satisfaction afresh. We encourage you to grow in your knowledge of Christ, your relationship with him in 2013. I've asked Andrew Engel to come this evening and share with us all how this reality that Christ is better has been personally affecting him. And our hope is that it will provoke your own meditation and application on this truth. Andrew, if you'd come.